All right, Howie Long yesterday and Jim Colony. Let's take a listen to that. Super Bowl 45 Media Day. Take it away.
What's it like working with Bradshaw?
Always interesting. They say laughter adds, you know, a good laugh adds 5 hours onto your life. If that's the case, then I've extended my life a couple of years over the last 17. He's a lot of fun. We couldn't be any more different. I'm from Boston. He's from Louisiana, quarterback, defensive lineman, Raider, Steeler, Baptist, you know, Catholic. But for whatever reason, from day one, and we hadn't really met one another prior to working together, we met in passing, just a quick, hey, how are you?
Well, you guys never played, right? You came into the league after he was gone, pretty much.
He faked a wrist injury out in Oakland my rookie year in 81 to duck me. I have to tell you, and I told Mr. Rooney this because we went in the Hall of Fame together. I had begged. I went to school in Philly, outside of Philly, at Villanova. That's when Steelers were, you know, Joe Green was my hero. I took 75 because of Joe Green. Begged the Steelers scout to draft me. Begged him. But it didn't work out that way.
But you guys, by the time you got to be a Raider, Raiders-Steelers was kind of, was that always a thing, even throughout the 80s, or did it kind of fade away after a bit?
I think it faded away. I think it was always a big matchup just because of the two organizations and the history. But you didn't have that kind of bad blood that you had in the early 70s. You know, Jack Tatum, you know, Len Swan, you know, goes on and on and on. And those two teams in many ways were, you know, the road went through both Pittsburgh and Oakland. And Oakland was knocking on the door for years and, you know, couldn't get through Pittsburgh. And it was a great matchup, great rivalry.
Now, is it funny you talk about adversaries, the guys that you, I don't want to use the term hate, but I remember going to high school and you play against certain guys, then you meet them in college and they're great guys. Has that ever been the case where there was somebody that you were, was a real adversary of yours, and then after, you know, since retirement or whatever, you guys have become pretty tight?
In the AFC West, whenever we traveled on the road, every week was alumni week or Raider week. You know, in Kansas City, it was Red Coat Week. They brought back all the great players. It was always the big game of the year for the team we were playing. So there were a lot of natural rivalries within the division. John Elway and I never spoke socially, but certainly after the fact, having had the opportunity to sit down with him a couple of times, particularly the night before I retired, I sat down and had a few beers with John and talked about the rivalry and you know, our competition, and enjoy talking to him. But I really wasn't partial to getting to know the folks that I played against. It was just wasn't in my nature.
Now, you said you're looking forward to the Terry Bradshaw, Ben Roethlisberger interview. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Well, you know, I just think it's a good time for those two to put whatever it is that's there, real or perceived, in the past, and get to the point where they have a good relationship, because they're both Steeler quarterbacks. Ben's now 28 and has an opportunity to get to his third Super Bowl, and maybe we'll get to four and maybe five. They should have a good relationship.
Where does Roethlisberger rank in your, and how do you rank a quarterback, by the way? Is it by stats? Is it by wins? Is it by a combination of same?
I say, I've always said this, he's one of the few guys I would actually pay to sit and watch. He's a fun quarterback to watch. So physical, so big, kind of a throwback kind of player. It almost looks like he's playing in a street game, because so much of their offense is derived from, you know, the pocket breaking down, him sliding in the pocket, throwing off a defender, receivers breaking off their routes, and it's kind of a scramble drill to a certain extent.
He looks like the famous Y.A. Tittle photo. It was actually against the Steelers, right? The one where we're sitting there.
I have the photo up in my office. It's one of my favorite photos in football. Y.A. Tittle on his knees, you're talking about, bloodied with his helmet off? Yep. It's one of my favorite photos.